This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018. Absolutely beautiful event as we kick off another hour. Mark has stepped away, and Ernie, you have taken his chair.
Hello.
In fact, we've got a special guest that we're going to be interviewing here. Ben Swan is with us, and for listeners who may be unfamiliar, Ben, you have been a TV guy for quite a long time.
Because he's so purdy.
Is that what it is?
He's a handsome man. And so you were in, like, mainstream television news, broadcast news. And where were you? Down south? Was it Georgia?
20 years. I worked in El Paso. That was my hometown, first TV market. So I went, did everything there, from being a news photographer up to a morning anchor to a primetime anchor there. And then left in 2010, went to Cincinnati, worked for the Fox station in Cincinnati for 2.5 years. And then ultimately landed in Atlanta for the CBS station there.
And at some point, you became pretty libertarian, right? Like, how did that happen for you?
Yeah, well, I had this kind of this transition. I would credit Dr. Ron Paul with being the primary force in my life that made that happen. But it was not because I was necessarily seeking it out. Like, I've always felt that I had, you know, this tendency away from kind of the power structures that were in place. But I will tell you that for much of my adult life, or early adult life, I was a neocon, right? I was a pro-war, hey, we go to war, America... Or as we would say, America, right? That mentality. And so was very much a neocon. And in 2012, or 2011, I was covering the Republican race for president. And I was covering all the candidates. And the guy I ended that series with was Ron Paul. And I did a piece called What's So Wrong With Ron Paul? And then found out, you know, I had 900 followers on Facebook before that. The next morning, I have 7,000 when I wake up. And I'm like, holy crap, who are all these people? And it turns out these people were all Ron Paul supporters saying, did you know this? Did you know this? I didn't know anything about Ron Paul. And so as I started to look into who he was and cover him, because everyone was saying there was a media blackout, and there was.
And there was,
started covering it. Not only did I cover it just as a journalist saying, why is this happening? But then as an individual said, oh my gosh, I can't believe the positions this guy takes and how much sense they make, after I started researching them and understanding them. You know, I had never even heard the term blowback.
Right.
Until I started, you know, looking into this guy's positions, and he's talking about blowback, and he's talking about 9/11. That's crazy talk, right? And then you start to look at what it is, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what it is.
You know, I want to ask you this question. The one thing I got when I explained it to a lot of people is that the youth, when they're looking for consistency. The consistency that you get from Ron Paul is definitely appreciated by the young that are looking for a politician that's BSing them anyway. You know, and they're looking for that excuse to go, nah, I'm not. You know. So when you researched it and you went through all this, and people, did you know? And you went through, I would imagine you're looking for some inconsistency. You're looking for, how long has he been doing this? When you realized that he's been saying this for decades, what impact did that have on you?
Well, I think it was two things, right? It was the consistency, but it was also, as a journalist, saying, is this guy just making this stuff up, right? What are the facts behind anything that he's saying? Mm. And one thing about Ron Paul is that he's so, not just principled, but consistent in terms of the facts of what he's talking about, that it was very easy to fact check what he was talking about, right? Because it wasn't just, in my opinion, I think, it was, you know, here are very clear examples of how this happens. So I think it was both things. It was the consistency of it, and it was the verifiability of this information being true. And if it is true, why are we not having a conversation about it? I'm not saying that we have to change all the policies of the country to mimic what Ron Paul wants. I'm saying, why is it that we don't have any debate? Right, we have this fake left-right paradigm where it's like this side believes this and this side believes this, but in reality, they're the same side. And so there isn't an actual debate taking place. Great example of that with Ron Paul is when he starts talking about markets and Austrian economics, we don't discuss that in media. In media, there's only one school of thought in terms of economics, and that's, of course, you know, the Keynesian view. The problem is most journalists couldn't even tell you the name Keynes, right? Yeah. They don't even know it. They just know the way the economy works is when it should always be growing, and when it dips, government steps in and fixes it. They all believe that's the only form of economics. And they don't know that there's other thoughts, other ideas, other ways of looking at things. And I think that
and
we
that,
see
that
trickle through everything. Right, and that it doesn't work.
So here's a big eye-opener for you. Yeah. You made that initial report, and then at some point you parlayed that into a YouTube kind of thing.
Yeah, so what we did was we would just do these segments through the Fox station there, but I took those segments and started putting them up on YouTube.
Yeah.
So that we could get more exposure to these concepts. And what I found was, locally, it was very successful. We went from being the last place station in the market in 2.5 years to number one. The very last book that I was there, we were the number one station in demos and in households. People were responding to it. But online, they were responding. We had people watching in 140 countries and just millions of views on these videos. So at the point that I decided to break off on my own, it was saying, well, let's go and let's do short-form video content. The Internet's ready for it. Streaming, I was a little bit ahead of my time in that streaming was not ready for it yet.
Yeah.
But my question is that when you decided to do it, you thought, hey man, it's time. It's clear sailing. I'm gonna go whip ass. I'm gonna be first. I'm gonna and you got a big target on your forehead.
That's what happens when you go first.
That's
damn Skippy. I'm like shocked that you didn't anticipate that. I'm going.
No,
what
no.
What do you think was gonna happen?
Well, I was hopeful that we were gonna be able to grow something organically. I launched a
you
Kickstarter.
You did. You grew opposition as well.
Yeah, you do. You do. I did a Kickstarter. I did 2 Indiegogo. So we were very successful in terms of getting crowdfunding support for it, and that was the way to go in my mind. But the problem is that if, you got to keep going back to the same people over and over to say keep funding it, and people have a lot to do in their lives and a lot of things to take care of, and they can't fund it. And so that's what we found. And so as I was doing it, then had the offer to go to CBS in Atlanta. They contacted me and said, hey, we want you to come here and anchor for us. This was in the middle of the other project. And I was like, well, first of all, there's no way I'm going to do that because they're going to say shut everything else down. I'm not going to shut down all the stuff I've been doing. First of all. And second of all, don't they know who I am? Right? If they look at my content and the stuff that I create, they're not going to want me. Well, the truth is, they did want me bad enough that they came to me and said, and we'll even allow you to do this other stuff and we'll contractually agree to it. Okay. Made them put it in writing. So that's what they did.
And that's where you are now, or what's going on with
that? Well,
Atlanta?
That's where I was for the last, there's something about that 2.5 number for me. 2.5 years was there. A year ago, though, I started doing, on the other project, we were doing YouTube, right? And then when I went to the CBS in Atlanta, I started posting to Facebook Video, which was fairly new at the time.
Okay.
And Facebook Video was a much better platform for us. It blew up in terms of people being able to share content.
Yep.
We did 110 million video views on Facebook alone in 2016. We had a reach, an organic reach on Facebook of over 100 million people a month.
Wow.
It was insane. And so I was there. But then in 2017, had started to do stories that were now getting the attention of other media. And I became a target for them, not of the audience. The audience was loving the content, but other media who didn't like me not agreeing with their narratives. And so there was a smear machine that stepped into play, and everything ended up getting shut down for a year, and then ultimately coming back. So I'm not with them anymore because as of 2 weeks ago, relaunched, went independent again, thanks to Dash Digital Cash.
Thanks to Dash, yeah. And in fact, Dash had sponsored Free Talk Live up until like a couple weeks ago. We haven't renewed with them just because we haven't pursued it. Nothing against Dash, it's just we just haven't gotten to it or gotten around to it or whatever. But you've done very, very well with the Dash sponsorship. I saw the proposal when it was being made. I'm like, oh my God, that is a lot of Dash. Your proposal was what? I mean, what are you going to do? You've got a lot of things you've said you're going to do for this amount of Dash per month. So,
well, the main thing was this. We wanted to relaunch truthandmedia.com. We wanted to get content back on there. And we wanted to launch that reality check series, the same one I was doing in Atlanta, and launch it independently. The problem is, what I didn't want to do, and I wasn't willing to do, was say, I'm going to relaunch reality check, and I'm going to shoot it from my iPhone, and
half-ass
we're going to...
Half-ass it,
you just can't do it. And here's the reality, guys. The reality is that people say, I don't trust the mainstream media. I don't trust what they're saying, right? They say that all the time. Only 9% of Americans say they actually trust mainstream media. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this. In my experience, when I was at CBS in Atlanta, and I had a professional set and a professional look to the content that was being created, and then took that content, but the message in the content was counter to the media narrative.
Right.
And put it out, people went nuts over it. Because what they could do is take that content and share it with family and friends and say, hey, by the way, look, someone's saying this in a professional way. If you were, and this is no slight on any independent media, but if you're just doing stuff from your computer at home, you're speaking into an echo chamber. And the people who are hearing it are saying, yeah, yeah, I agree with you. But when they share it with their Fox News watching mm-hmm. family or their CNN watching family and say, oh, look what this guy's saying. You know what they say? That guy's crazy.
He's crazy.
He's on YouTube and he's got an iPhone. And that's nothing. So the only way I could see trying to revive it would be to say we have to keep the same quality production that was happening at the CBS station in Atlanta, the eighth largest market in the country. We have to keep that quality.
Do you want to stick with us for another segment?
Yeah,
keep talking here. Ben Swan is with us from truthinmedia.com. It's Ian and Ernie here at Anarchapulco 2018.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2018 at the beautiful Princess Resort in Acapulco, right on the beach, talking with all kinds of great people. The place is loaded with libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, anarcho-capitalists, however people describe themselves. They tend to believe in freedom if they are here, and our current guest is certainly no exception to that. He's Ben Swan, and he's over at truthinmedia.com, where they've just recently, within the last week or two, kicked off a pretty heavy production schedule. You guys are doing, what, two episodes per week?
That's right. 24 episodes in the next 3 months. A week. Every Tuesday, every Thursday.
And if that doesn't sound like a lot, it is. If you're you were just talking about the production quality of your show, that, you know, you didn't want to just grab an iPhone and, you know, go record stuff. You've got, you know, a pro set. I haven't actually seen it yet, so sorry about that.
No, that's right. And I should mention, we have staff, and we also have a temporary set right now, because we're actually building the studio out in Atlanta right now.
Really?
So when it is done, even the set you see, and I think it looks great right now, but what we're ultimately going to have is going to be far superior to where we are right now.
And what was the first episode that you launched with? What was the new, the first?
The piece was on the GOP memo, the Nunes memo that came out. And basically, the angle of it was, there's all these Republicans who were screaming about it, Democrats who were saying, hey, there's nothing to see here, Republicans who were saying there's so much to see here. And the truth is, if we're going to really look at that memo, what we should take away from it is not about President Trump. What we should take away from it is, we have a FISA court that is unconstitutional. Mm. Why is it that Republicans think, or any politician would think, that the president's been treated unfairly, and doesn't think the other 38,000 people who have been had FISA warrants put out for them, those other 38,000 people have been treated fairly? Why do we believe that? If we believe in this case, it is not happening.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So, folks can go to truthinmedia.com to check that out. I know, Ernie, you were curious about where the media is being placed. Because you've certainly had trouble with previous instances of people trying to come down on you for what you've done, whether it be protesters or angry internet people or some boss at a television station.
Right.
If there's somebody who can pull a plug on you, that's a bad thing. How are you going to insulate yourself now from somebody being able to pull the plug?
So a couple of things. One of the things that we want to do is we're trying to get onto as many platforms as possible. So right now, we're on Facebook and YouTube and all those, right? The standards. We have DTube that we're putting things on right
now. That's the Steemit one, right?
Correct. Okay. And then we're trying to get more stuff up onto Steemit itself. But I think ultimately the big vision, the big goal, is to actually build our own streaming network independently.
Oh,
we would own it full out. Get ready for this, Dash.
Oh, boy.
You thought my last proposal was big. This one will blow your mind. But that's what we want to do, is we want to build a full-on streaming channel that would be a 24/7 channel. You know, when Vice took over Viceland from History Channel, right?
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of people thought, oh, this is going to be this amazing channel. And it turned out to be a garbage channel, right? Mm. It's basically like Food Network with cussing on it. And so what we want to do is actually build out like a true channel of alternative media, of bucking that narrative, and create docudramas. I mean, there's so much content. You guys know that's out there.
See, you're talking about content. I'm telling you, this kind of content is going to get targeted. So I need to know the ones and zeros that you create and you put in a file is always available, because I want them ones and zeros. How are you doing that?
Well, right now what we're doing again is we're preserving everything we have, and we're looking for platforms to build out. But ultimately the goal is to build our own platform, to actually create our own streaming channel that will be available on your Roku, on your Apple TV, that you can download onto your own mobile device, to create a standalone entity. Make sense?
It's going to be stuff that it's going to be the next war of we got to have, and the protest, and you're not, you know, with America.
I mean, the question is, where's the data going to be hosted? Because
if they can target the internet, they're going to be protesting Roku. They're going to protest, you know, Facebook. They're going to protest.
Sure.
And you go, screw you. We got, you know, BenSwan.tv. You can't take it down. Suck it.
Right. Well, ultimately that's the goal. Look, I realize that
somebody needs to register that, by the way. BenSwan.tv.
Yeah, they do.
That's a good one.
Me.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Because I'm sure someone else just did it right now before we can get off.
Well, we're recording this, so if you do it today, you'll be all right.
We'll be okay.
Yeah.
I think the reality is this, that you're always going to be targeted to an extent. But I also believe that if we're able to build out multiple platforms and build our own platform, we'll always be able to find, as technology develops, we'll be able to find places for people to be able to act.
Well, at least the fact that you're freaking looking.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of guys do it. They're like, no, it'll be okay.
No way. It's a redundancy.
Absolutely.
Important.
But at the same time, I still want to take advantage, as long as we can, of the existing platforms.
Well, they have the audience there. So,
absolutely.
Of course.
That's where they are.
You know, this is where we're at. We're ready. It's getting to the point where we have decentralized storage of data. And my thing is, now the time since 10, I'd abandoned all this effort on these social media programs. We have the channels, we just don't use them. So now I'm ready to bring people on, and I want it all pimped out to tell everybody that we're over here now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you going to be cross-promoting that and your stuff? And, yeah, I'm glad on my Facebook Live, we're over here now.
Well, what we're doing is truthandmedia.com. is our domain, which hosts everything also. So if you want the content, the easiest place to go to it directly is directly there. The again, truthandmedia.com. I think when we're talking about distribution in terms of trying to bring new people in, mm-hmm. that's where we're using these other platforms. But we're not putting anything on Facebook or on YouTube that we're not housing ourselves and keeping ourselves.
So tell me a little bit about the Dash side of this, because Dash is controversial to some extent. There's a certain group of people that hate Dash.
Yes, and, I have found that.
And you know, and having been involved in having a very small amount of Dash coming in comparison to what you got, we got a lot of heat for it. And ultimately, you know, I think there's arguments to defend on some of the things that they accuse of Dash. But you know, what do you have to say to that? I mean, are you owned by Dash? Is Dash going to be able to tell you what to say?
Absolutely not. See, this is the best thing about this. So I talked about this in my address this morning, but Dash is set up with their treasury of their DAO. You know this, their DAO treasury, right? Decentralized Autonomous Organization. And so some people have been asking me, well, wait a minute. Do you even know who these people are? Do you really know? And the good news is, no. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've met a couple of people who have it, but I don't know them. And that is exactly how I want to keep it. If you are a Dash whale and you have like political ideas, I don't ever want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because what Dash has not done is said, cover this, talk about this.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been none of that taking place. What they're doing is they are a sponsor, right? They do not own it. They don't have an equity stake. They're a sponsor, and their name... Our show is Reality Check with Ben Swan, powered by Dash Digital Cash. They are the financial force behind us, but they have no editorial control, no control over what we talk about.
Yeah, but you're going to get where the real money is made. Merchandise!
I guess. I mean, that's what people tell me, right? They say, sell t-shirts.
You look like an action hero.
Sell t-shirts.
All right, cool. So you got a big production schedule. You're doing two releases per week over at truthandmedia.com and on multiple different platforms.
And daily content, by the way, written content.
Oh, really?
Well.
Like blog
daily,
stuff?
Yeah. Well, I don't call them blogs. They're news articles.
Okay, right.
So we've got news articles that are coming up every single day. And we've just added, as part of this Dash deal also, a cryptocurrency section to our site.
Oh, great.
And that's not all about Dash. It's just about cryptocurrency in general, but we're adding that to it as well. So there's new content every single day going up there. That's at TruthMedia.
I know that I was talking with your producer, Sam, and he had asked if we could get your show on LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network, which hosts both of our shows. And I said, yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll work on that. So I was waiting to make sure that y'all were going to be keeping to your production schedule.
Absolutely.
Because we, you know, normally have a rule of you got to produce for 6 months straight, but you know, we can waive the rule at any time. So
no, and to that point, you know, one of the biggest questions when we were going through this proposal was people saying, how we know you're not just going to run off with all this money? And it was like,
if you run off with it, then they won't pay you the next month, I imagine.
And the fact is, this is my life, right? This is my career. Yeah. I'm not going to go in here and scam you.
You've
guys.
You've got a reputation on the line. Ben Swan, thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of Anarchapulco. We got more coming up here from Anarchapulco 2018. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2018 with an incredible crowd of people. It is just a beautiful weather here in Acapulco. We're right on the beach, basically, at the Princess Resort. It's Ian and Mark here in our makeshift studios. We've got a table that's outside of the main room. That way we're not being blasted by the sound system in there. But that means you also get to hear the ambiance of the various different conversations that are happening behind us. So we're really here. It's Anarchapulco 2018. And it has been great so far. I do want to let you know about blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's where you can go to get the Blink home security system. Maybe you've got a small office, too, and you need a security system for that. You can get the Blink cameras, three of them, for about the cost of what like a wired camera might cost you from some other home security system. And it doesn't have the big hassle of installation because they're wireless. They're wireless cameras. You unbox them, pop the batteries in, and you put them wherever you want and get them set up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device. So check that out over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Our next guest here from Anarchapulco saved my butt over the last few days because I had printed up a bunch of cryptocurrency promo flyers that you know talk about how New Hampshire is the destination for crypto people and we've got like the best cryptocurrency community out there, but I printed them in Austin, Texas, which was the last place we went to a conference at. Yep. And I had the same flyer there, and I could have sworn I changed the printing address at Staples website, but I guess I didn't, and so they printed 600 flyers, and I didn't really want to have them print another batch of flyers because it was, you know, $100 for the flyers. And so I asked a friend of mine in Austin, said, hey, do you know anybody going to Anarchapulco? And she said, yeah, Rebecca Powers is going to Anarchapulco. And I had not met you previously, so what a nice way to meet you. You brought my flyers here. Thank you for that.
I'm happy to have helped.
And you do things here, too, like you have a table for an organization that you're involved with. Maybe you're the creator of it, centerfornaturalliving.org.
Right, so the Center for Natural Living was actually founded in 2012. I am not the founder initially, okay, but I am now on the board. I am the president of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
I have two other board members that I work alongside with. We have some really exciting projects in the works. We're resurrecting the public charity, if you will, to help achieve a voluntary world.
So what is the Center for Natural Living? I mean, what's the goal of it?
So the goal of the Center for Natural Living is to not only live in alignment with Gaia and the Earth and be a steward of the Earth, but also to live a more sustainable lifestyle around permaculture, community development. We're very interested in net zero energy, property ownership, and the development of eco-villages throughout the globe.
Okay, so there's a lot there in that one sentence. Net zero energy eco-villages? What's that?
Right.
Were those two different things or one thing?
It could be two different things, or it could be one. They do go hand in hand. Our idea is that the way that communities are right now is not a sustainable long-term solution, and what we're looking at are alternative ways of living based around agorism and also counter-economics.
Now, agorism is the idea, and counter-economics is the idea of doing business without permission, without asking government permission, just going out and providing products and services to people, right?
Precisely. And rather than fighting the state and being upset with government policy, we are encouraging individuals to live their lifestyle in harmony with nature in such a way that you have a mutual aid society, voluntary action, and through owning some land under your feet and growing your own food and escaping the system in that way.
Now, you were telling me off the air that the Center for Natural Living was involved in the documentary series with John Bush and Kat Bleich that I think we probably talked to them about a couple few years ago at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where they premiered a few of the episodes, and it was about them living on like a family farm kind of thing. Were you involved with that?
Absolutely.
That?
So we have three episodes right now that have been produced and are out there in the interweb universe.
Yeah.
The first one.
And they were great, by the way. They were really good.
Absolutely. Very well done.
What was
amazing
the name of it?
Topic.
I don't remember.
Sovereign Living,
Sovereign Living.
Is a docu-reality series that followed the Blush family farm,
right,
and their initiative to live a lifestyle that's more sovereign and in line with, again, solar energy, growing their own food, having their own chicken coop.
Right.
But coming from a perspective where they had never done this before. They were living in the city previously, and they decided to completely change their lifestyle.
And jump in feet first and have a documentary crew along to watch them make mistakes and learn things, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it goes to show that this is a lifestyle that not only you can have the modern-day amenities, but it's feasible, it's efficient, and as long as you put in the initiative and have some solid resources and ability to look into alternatives and then implement it in your own life. If you choose to live that lifestyle, you can do it coming from anywhere.
So you're going to finish up that series? Is that the idea?
Right. For a few years, we had a little bit of a delay break.
A hiatus.
You can say that. But hey, we're back.
You're back.
We are now raising funds. We're anticipating that we need about $10,000 to $15,000 to finish the last three episodes.
Okay.
And once those are out there and completely wrapped up, we don't want to stop with just their story. We want to tell other people's stories. We want to visit other eco-villages, other farms, other permaculture developments, aquaponics, show people how to implement a lifestyle in line with those principles, philosophies, and behaviors.
So the Center for Natural Living, centerfornaturalliving.org, the website, that's tied in with that whole production?
Yes, that is the website. We are also going to be launching our sovereignliving.tv website once again, which will have all of the episodes and also blog posts and similar media content. on that topic. And we also have our ImajiLiving.com website, which Imaji is the first written hieroglyphic for freedom. It literally means return to the mother. And Imaji Living are informational workshops and seminars discussing eco-villages, net zero design, and also property ownership, property acquisition, dynamic agreements, how a contractual community looks, and hey, maybe even operate through blockchain and cryptocurrencies for value exchange.
So another thing that you do is you work with My Magic Mud, and longtime listeners of Free Talk Live will remember a few years ago this little company, My Magic Mud, bought some advertising, I believe, on Free Talk Live, and they had like one product back then, which was the tooth powder. It's a charcoal-ish
activated charcoal, calcium bentonite clay, organic mint extract, and organic orange peel extract. The original blend.
Yes. You've said that a few times, I guess.
Yeah, it's been about 4 years since I've been with the Armand family. It's amazing what has been created. We did start with one product, and now we're launching just dozens, not just tooth powder. We have four different flavors of toothpaste. We're launching a turmeric and cacao blend for tooth powder. Two delicious flavors of oral rinse are about to hit the shelves of Mass Market, including CVS Pharmacy.
That's CVS.
Yep, that was one of the largest accomplishments last year, was putting that into motion. And not to mention, we will have even a custom display with our advertising and our branding.
You guys have cool branding, too. It's like cool looking.
Yeah, we have
retro kind of.
Rockstar, vintage rockstar style. It's very hip, very fun. Brushing our teeth with something black seems so counterintuitive, but I...
But that's why it's so cool, because it's fun and different. And
well, it's cool because it works.
It does work, too.
If you use it 4 days in a row, go to your bathroom, take a picture of yourself the first day, take a picture of yourself the fourth day, you will see that the stains have been removed from your teeth. End of story.
In fact, we've had clinical testing. Just last year, we conducted clinical testing that proved that our products, both the tooth powder and the toothpaste, do whiten the teeth. So we've we really stepped up our game. We're expanding our product line, and there's a lot of exciting things in the works for 2018.
Especially if you, like me, I drink a lot of coffee, or maybe you drink tea, or maybe you smoke, or maybe you do a variety of things that stain teeth over time.
An occasional glass of red wine.
Right. Occasional? And sure, I mean, you know, any of those things will stain teeth. The reality is that this stuff removes it. It's not some weird thing with, you know, weird lights or poisons that you're putting in your mouth or anything like that. It's simply natural products that removes stains from teeth, and I love it. I'm not going to do without it. What I think is so awesome about My Magic Mud, and why I use it probably once every 3 or 4 days, maybe as long as 7, I recommend you use it the first 4 days in a row, maybe the first week in a row, and then after that go on a different schedule. But for me, it's like getting a tooth cleansing. It removes things from your teeth. You can feel the difference.
Feels like you just went to the dentist.
It does.
It's MyMagicMud.com. Thanks for being on Free Talk Live, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great. More coming up here from Anarchapulco 2018 with Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018, and it has been a blast so far. It's not even halfway over yet at this point. Hundreds of people already in attendance. The room is just humongous that they've gotten this year. We had the pleasure of being here at this event last year, although it was at a different location. This is a related hotel, but it's in a nicer location. It's actually right on the beach. It's the Princess Resort in Acapulco. We're at Anarchapulco 2018. You can go to anarchapulco.com and learn more about the event there. It's Ian and Mark in our little remote studio that we've had people walking by all day. Our location's better this year, too.
Yeah, well, I made sure that happened, yeah.
Oh, yeah, good. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were kind of in a hidden room.
An alcove.
Yeah, and it was nice and quiet, but
yeah.
Nobody knew we were there.
Well, they wanted it to be quiet for us because they thought that, you know, quiet radio,
it's
that's good.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And for us, it's the being near the action, grabbing the people and getting important folks to talk to, people with great ideas, people that are changing the world, and we have one. Right now.
We sure do. He is Roger Ver, formerly known as Bitcoin Jesus, but now maybe the most hated man in cryptocurrency. They say, Roger, you don't take flack unless you're over the target.
And I think they want you to believe that I'm the most hated man in cryptocurrency. But at this conference, I have completely, in the first half hour, I lost track of how many people came up to me and said, thank you, Roger, for telling the truth. Thank you, thank you, thank
really?
You, thank
surrounded
you.
The whole time.
The entire, I just finished maybe the last 2 hours being surrounded by people, one after another, coming up to me and thanking my, shaking my hand, saying, thank you, Roger, for speaking the truth. Bitcoin Cash works great. Thank
now,
you, thank you, thank you.
Let's be clear. I mean, I know a thing or two about haters. So normally, they type nasty things on the internet, but they don't have the courage to actually say anything to your face. So there may be some haters here, but they're probably not going to come talk to you and say how much they don't like you. A better indicator is what people are saying when you're not around. And I was on the airplane from Mexico City to Acapulco yesterday, and, you know, I'm listening to the conversations that are happening around me, and I heard nice things about Roger Ver from the conversations that were happening behind me. So
I spoke to a Bitcoin Core supporter today who refused to say anything bad about Roger Ver. He's like, you know, the guy's been important in the space and all that other stuff. So I don't know whether these people exist whether any place besides Twitter. I frankly do not.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, you got people talking, and that's important. People have opinions, and some of them may be right, they may be wrong, but you've taken the position, and correct me if I'm wrong, that a cryptocurrency should be a currency. Like that you should be able to use it to buy things of all shapes and sizes instead of this idea that some people seem to think is important, and they think it's the only thing that's important, of stored value, which is the idea behind the current pitch behind the old Bitcoin Core, right? Now, you got behind Bitcoin Cash in a pretty big way because you saw that as sort of the best follow-up or the best successor to Bitcoin, the one that's most similar to the original Bitcoin vision. I don't want to put words in your mouth, though. So
you did an excellent job there. So I actually heard about Bitcoin for the very first time on your show, thanks to you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I've had the same pitch about Bitcoin for the entire time since 2011, saying that it's fast, you know, cheap and reliable for anyone to send any amount of money anywhere in the world instantly and basically for free.
It was that.
And Bitcoin Cash still is that. So on August 1st of last year, when Bitcoin split into two versions of Bitcoin, Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash, it's very clear which one of those two versions of Bitcoin is the same one that I was promoting back in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And the same... The economic code is every bit as important as the software code. If you break the economic code, you've broken the system. And the Bitcoin Core supporters intentionally have broken the economic code that made Bitcoin this worldwide phenomenon that it is today.
Now, what do you think the reason for that would be? I mean, why break something that is so great and has been so great for so long? Why cripple it?
Because they don't actually use Bitcoin, so they don't understand it. You guys were here with me at Anarchapulco last year, and I had a couple of debates with a couple of different Core supporters.
Yeah.
Tone Vase was one, and then John Dilley was the other.
That's right.
Both big Core supporters. Neither of them use Bitcoin. John Dilley didn't even have a Bitcoin wallet on his phone.
Wow.
So, like, these people, if they're not using Bitcoin...
What are they doing?
What are they doing, and why are they so passionate about it? So I use Bitcoin every single day more times than I can count, and the vast, vast majority of the people that support Bitcoin Cash are the ones that are actually using Bitcoin. It almost brought tears to my eyes about 45 minutes ago. A couple of people from Venezuela running Monkey Coin, which is the biggest exchange in Venezuela, came up to me and they said, the one guy said, Roger, I'm so sorry. I want to apologize to you. I had been brainwashed by the Core supporters, and I thought that Bitcoin Core was the real Bitcoin. But then the fees became high, and it was a month's salary for us to even be able to use Bitcoin in Venezuela. And now I realize that Bitcoin Cash is the real Bitcoin.
Wow.
And they made a shirt for me that, you know, you can't see on the radio, but it's a Monkey Coin shirt and a Bitcoin Cash logo on it. It was a custom-made shirt with my name on the back of it. And they made it in Venezuela and brought it all the way here to Anarchapulco to give to me.
Amazing.
As thanks for promoting Bitcoin Cash. And that literally had
that
some,
really
some, my eyes
something.
Were watering, because this is from Venezuela, a country that's in a lot of trouble. Right. And they spent their hard-earned money to make me a
Bitcoin
Cash
shirt. These people need a cheeseburger, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, desperately.
That's awesome. That's a really amazing story.
Yeah.
And I'd like to expound on that a little bit. You touched on it's a month's salary. That was originally one of the real reasons that people should use Bitcoin. In the original, you know, version of it, it cost maybe 0 to 2 cents per transaction. And a person in Venezuela or in the darkest depths of Africa, where you get paid $1 a day, if you're lucky, if you've got a decent job, you can't afford a $5 fee. You can afford 2 cents or 1 cent. And so they've completely cut out, by crippling Bitcoin in the way that they have, they've completely eliminated all of the people in the sort of unbanked world, these people that don't have access to traditional banking, because a lot of the Bitcoin guys are like, well, don't use Bitcoin, use PayPal. Well, no. The whole point of this thing was to undermine the banks, was to create a currency that didn't need to ask permission from the government structures and the banking structures.
To be fair, Bitcoin Core now has, now at this moment in time, has much lower fees than it did before. There's still 100 There's still 100 times higher than Bitcoin Cash's fees. And that's not an exaggeration, because Bitcoin Cash is about 0.2 cents and Bitcoin Core is about 20 cents. But, you know, there's significant lower. You still
well,
have to ask
week
yourself,
it was $3.
Wait a second. You still have to ask yourself, which would you prefer? The system where you don't know what your fee's going to be, and it could be as high as $20 or as low as 20 cents, or the system where you think that it's going to definitely be between 0.2 cents and 2 cents.
Well, the Bitcoin Core fees are down, presumably because not many people are using it anymore. Like, the transaction volume must have dropped. Roger, I'd sent some Bitcoin over to one of our Bitcoin vending machines. chains last month, or no, it was in December, early December. The transaction got stuck because I did a low fee. I didn't want to spend at that time $30 or whatever it was, because that's about where it peaked out. And I sent, you know, maybe $3 worth of a fee, and it got stuck for 6 weeks. And the only reason it got unstuck was because it seems like fewer people are sending Bitcoin Core transactions these days.
And we know that for sure. You can check online and see the amount of Bitcoin transactions. They are now less than it was recently. And it's not because... it's because people are switching to alternatives. If you have a bunch of different alternatives, one is slow, expensive, and unreliable, Bitcoin Core, and you have a bunch of other alternatives that are fast, cheap, and reliable, and there's a bunch of them. There's Ethereum, there's Dash, there's Bitcoin Cash, of course. There's all of them. All of them have had their number of transactions taking place increase.
Absolutely.
Bitcoin Core has been declining, because why would you use something that's slow, expensive, and unreliable when you have other options that are fast, cheap, and reliable? And that's what's happening right before our eyes.
And I think it's worth pointing out that Bitcoin was created in 2009 at the peak of the Great Recession, with the intention, like with the stated intention of undermining the current economic system and creating one seamlessly, without too much disruption for everybody, one that empowers people from the ground up, that allows individuals...
Including the poor.
Right. What's that?
Including the poor.
Right. The poor especially.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are the people, right? Most of the people in the world are poor. And we, you know, this system will help them. The financial system today is controlled by governments. I wonder why. Because it's important
to
have control of the money. And the people that have control of the governments are very wealthy. So it seems quite clear to me that people that support the system of these two coins, that support the system that supports the poor, are the ones that are sticking to the original foundational ideas of Bitcoin. That's what's important to me. Bitcoin isn't important to me because it might make me rich. Bitcoin's important to me because it might empower some mother in Africa who's got a kid with malaria that she needs to treat in a local hospital. That's what I want to do.
And it might stop the people in the Western countries from paying to drop a bunch of bombs on those people in the third world countries. That's important to me, too.
If enough people were to get out of the fiat currencies and get into cryptocurrency. But it has to be affordable. It has to be easy. And, Roger, do you want to stick with us for another segment and keep talking about... Because I know there's, you know, Bitcoin.com's got its own wallet now, and I've heard... Mark told me that there's record downloads or something like that, so...
Yeah, we got to talk about those numbers.
Let's talk about what's going on with that. And, of course, you're also involved in other things. You're busy with another project called Free Society. And we can touch on that as well. Roger Veer is here with us. He is one of the proponents or the proprietors behind Bitcoin.com, which, as we've mentioned, of course, a major sponsor of this event, Anarchapulco, the 2018 edition here in Acapulco, Mexico, at the beautiful Princess Resort. You guys were a big sponsor last year. I think you're the headline title sponsor this time out. Of course, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. We're going to continue here from beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, as we continue from Anarchapulco 2018. In moments.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.